The University of Virginia's Center for Politics, which rarely gets it wrong, predicted the Obama win. Its staff of three then sat down to identify 12 lessons of the 2012 election. First, analyst Jeffrey Skelly said, Hispanics and African Americans flexed their political muscle.
Non-white voters supported the president at above an 80% clip, and he only won 39% of white voters, but he could do that and still win because the percentage of non-white voters has grown so much in this country.
The gender gap was also a factor in Obama's win.
Obama won women 55-44. And Romney won men 52-45, and that's quite a margin.
The president seemed to lose popularity with working-class white voters in states like West Virginia, which was once considered reliably Democratic.
Obama actually did even worse in Appalachia than he did last time, which is pretty remarkable considering that he only won, I think it was 13% of the counties in Appalachia last time. This time he won 7%. Think about it. Michael Dukakis won West Virginia in 1988. It was one of the few states he won. And Bill Clinton easily won West Virginia both times.
And Romney lost ground with urban voters.
Romney did even worse in large metropolitan areas than either Bush before him.
Virginia was again a bellwether state, closely mirroring the national percentage of voters for each candidate, while Ohio held on to its record, picking the winner in 28 of the last 30 presidential elections. And in many states where congressional districts were redrawn by legislatures in 2010, Republicans won House seats, even if a majority of voters statewide went for Obama. I'm Sandy Houseman.